Hi, this is Dr. Gloria Morrow, licensed clinical psychologist in Upland, California. When I want to know the 411, I listen to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
You're so sweet. I just love her. And let me say hello to Nashville, all the lovely people in the city. I hope that you are having a glorious day today. Warm, yes, about time. When I say warm, I don't mean like 70. I mean like not freezing. Let me make that clear. It is nice, though, to have a couple of days that you don't have to bundle up like this is Alaska and everything. But I do, I don't know about you, honey, but I am like end of the year dog tired. And I don't want to whine because I'm not a whiner, but Lord have mercy. This last cycle here has really been, we've just been, Lord, help me. So, you know, I'm just like, oh, your holidays, yes. Give you some time off. And so many people have their plans, you know, they'll be hitting the road and doing various things, enjoying unplugging and defragging themselves. And y'all, don't spend all your time on your time off. Now, I'm not trying to be nobody's mama except for my own children. But just unplug sometime. Just unplug. Okay. Because I'm about to. I'm going way off the screen. I'm going so far off the screen. You won't recognize me when you see me after the holidays. I'm just kidding. Anyway, here's how it looks for you. Got a lot. We have a lot up on the plate today, so I need to go on and move on in. We are looking at these chances for rain that snuck back in this forecast. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, 59. But we have a 20 and tonight and a 20 for tomorrow percent. And then looks like Thursday night will be the umbrella days for you, 70%, and then it escalates up to 100, and our low Thursday night is 48. So we're glad that those lows are staying well above freezing. So we are currently cloudy in the Ville, 53 degrees, and it is always good to have back on the broadcast guests that I certainly do enjoy chatting with and getting information from. Dr. Tracy Weiland is one of them. And it seems to me, Dr. Tracy, that like last year, didn't you give us some career predictions, or you gave us something in 2018, disruptive predictions in 2018, right?
I did, and thank you for having me back. Every year I try to look forward to the following year and predict things. And this year, you know, the big theme was careers. Mm. So not only was the world disrupted by technology, mm-hmm. but now people are trying to figure out their careers and what the direction is.
Well, let me formally introduce you, and then I want to ask you about your own predictions so that I can keep up. I want to go back and glance at some of what we discussed before for this afternoon. But many of you that listen to the show certainly may be familiar with Dr. Tracy Weiland's work. She's a researcher and speaker, and she is also a professor and teaches on technology and society, careers, and other areas. And we have enjoyed having these chat-ups with her. So we'll be, today's just a little primer. And then in 19, she'll be back with the full-blown situation. We're just giving you a tease today. So we are happy to have your time. And are you ready for these holidays?
Oh, yes.
Are you?
I am. It's my favorite time of year, though. I really like all the lights and the festivities you know, the Christmas and stuff. So
well, that's
great.
Lovely. Do you have big plans taking off, relaxing, chilling? What?
Family. Just our family's real small, so we'll just go see the family.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I hope that it is a superb holiday season for you and the family. Now, Dr. Tracy Whalen has authored 13 books, and her newest is Career Confusion, 21st Century Career Management in a Disruptive World. And we're glad to have you back with us. And I just dug up an old email, and I said, now, I wonder, of all those predictions that you gave us at the beginning of this year, how many of them, Dr. Tracy Whalen, actually did happen?
Oh, well, actually, many of them did happen. You know, the big one, of course, was technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I always predicted that technology would continue to accelerate and either replace some jobs or create new jobs, and mm-hmm. we're seeing that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a big one. Healthcare was another prediction I made, and that is continuing to accelerate because, you know, we're living longer,
mm-hmm.
So we need a lot more services. So that one. Gaming, somewhat. I think the big surprise on that one was entertainment is really accelerating past some of the gaming.
Mm.
Because, you know, if you think about it, anyone can produce, act, create content.
Mm-hmm.
We have Amazon, Netflix, Hulu. There's so many more choices. So entertainment I didn't predict as much as I did gaming.
Okay.
Although Fortnite is a huge game that just went crazy this year.
Mm.
And then in some of the other areas, finance, that one is continuing to evolve because of financial technologies and blockchain.
Mm.
And then the artificial intelligence, but the big news this year was autonomous cars. And so I see that one is probably going to continue for a while. So I think a lot of the ones that I listed were definitely very relevant.
Okay. This might have even been your predictions from a couple of years ago. Have you ever included the electric cars in any of your, I know it's the technology side, but specifically?
So electric cars were grouped with transportation,
mm-hmm.
And I had talked a little bit about electric cars, natural gas cars,
mm-hmm.
and also robotic cars. Now, the one that's really accelerating is the robotic car.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know after when you had just mentioned the autonomous cars and with the, you know, people losing their lives, et cetera, is that back? You think that's back on the going to be a big one for 19 too?
Oh, I do. I do, because when I look at autonomous cars, I see over 360 partnerships plus
mm-hmm.
between the automotive manufacturers and the technology firms. So it's almost like a platform now
mm-hmm.
where it's not just about cars. It's getting into, you know, all kinds of equipment and opening up a lot of jobs because
mm-hmm.
you need people to design the cars, repair the cars,
mm-hmm.
create the roads for them to drive on, figure out the laws. You know, so there's a whole different categories being created by autonomous cars.
Okay. Now, and I would imagine that is the AI, artificial intelligence, and all the things that go with it are partially why you decided to write your latest book, Career Confusion, right?
Yes, because, you know, as technology keeps changing, it's
mm-hmm.
getting harder and harder for people to understand because you can't really touch it anymore
mm-hmm.
unless you get an Alexa or one of these Google boxes. And so people are saying, well, what does that mean for my job? I don't
mm-hmm.
understand it. And so I'm confused about my career. You know, and then what if robots can learn faster than me? What does that mean for
mm-hmm.
me? Or can they really learn faster
mm-hmm.
than me? So I think there's a lot of questions around, you know, what parts of their job might be replaced by technology,
mm-hmm.
what parts of their jobs might be increased, you know, by the technologies.
Well, can you speak on the increase? Because I know many people in the auto industry, you know, are saying that take a shoe and a boot to their industry and they're being replaced by machines. Can you explain the other side where, you know, there would be an increase in employees or in or hiring?
Oh, sure. So if you think about it, when you have a platform, which is like, you know, like, just think about when the iPhone came out, right? All these smartphones. Mm-hmm. Well, all of a sudden, you had all this employment associated with these smartphones because now you have stores, right? And then you have salespeople, and then you have marketing people, then you have repair people. Then you have, you know, there's a whole bunch of, then you have shipping and distribution, and all of these jobs are being created because these iPhones and smartphones came out and people wanted the technology. So in itself, it created a lot of jobs. So the autonomous car platform is sort of in the same way. It's going to open up areas that we never thought about. I mean, let's face it, there's going to be a lot more complicated and interesting jobs on designing, creating, repairing these cars, but all of the infrastructure of the highways, you know, and the laws around it, and then extra services, you know, if there are, you know, what happens to parking, what happens to police, what happens to meters, you know, so there's going to be a lot of services that will just drive off of it. Insurance, right? How will insurance policies change? So there's a lot there that we don't see yet, but it's certainly on the way.
So in any of the predictions you've done annually, did you expect the services like Uber and like to, or Lyft rather, to, you know, take off the way they have? And you know, was that a shock, or were you expecting it?
Well, I didn't expect it to the extent that I'm seeing it today. So Uber and Lyft and Juno are all, you know, ride-sharing platforms, but now what's happening is that model has evolved. So we have bike sharing. We have scooter sharing. We see Uber getting into Uber Eats. We see this whole new category coming up of where Uber is now doing on-demand placement of people, like for event planning, like waiters and waitresses, event planners. There's a whole new category. So it's almost like the Uberization model, right? Supply and demand is moving into the value chain. So that to me is very interesting because now, you know, it's like the Airbnb, supply and demand.
Right.
So I see it happening. It's expanding into a lot of other categories.
Well, and you know, I've got a little consumer story coming up about the scooter sharing and insurance. Is that, could that, those sharing services like what you just described cause the insurance industry to have to hire more people to meet up, catch up with some of this stuff?
Well, you certainly have to relook at the policies. You know, I'm here in Santa Monica, and it rolled out, and the first thing we saw was the city and local had to get involved because, you know, what about helmets? Where do these scooters ride? Did they ride on the sidewalks? Did they ride on the street? Who has the right of way? What are the laws around it? So there's a lot of energy about it, but then they needed people to take the scooters and charge them, right? So now you have this whole employment sector who's taking the carts, and they're charging them up, and then where do you store them, or you leave them on the street? And so it's just a constant evolution of different ways, right? A lot of people use them to get to work now, and they're like, well, maybe I don't need a car, maybe I don't have to take the bus, why don't I just take a scooter? So it's pretty interesting. It just keeps changing.
It does. And another insurance is health, in case you get hit or you hurt yourself. And, you know, it never ends. Now, that's just the tip of the iceberg today. I just wanted to get y'all your minds on the discussion. And when Dr. Wiley comes back with us in January in 2019, she has a new book, and it's 21st Century Career Management in a Disrupted World, Career Confusion. So if you're confused, buy the book over the Christmas holiday. Number one, Dr. Tracy, buy the book then, and then listen to you when you come back on, right?
Oh, well, thank you very much. No, I really appreciate it. I look forward to definitely talking to you more in January. That would be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So we can drill down on some of the details. Thank you so much, and I hope that you have the most excellent holiday season.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays and happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And her website is TracyWilen.com. That's TracyWilen. Dr. Tracy Weiland, thank you so much. And that just give you a little glimpse into what she and I will be discussing during the beginning of the year when 19 rolls in, and you know it's going to roll in. So I feel real good about it. I'll be not in the crowd. Not. I'll be on the couch. Usually, Chuck, so help me, I can't make it past 11:45. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do it. And, you know, if I lay down, I'm done. You know, just don't lay down. Just stand up for, you know, the next 6 hours and don't lay down or don't get comfortable. It's over then. It's just over.
Well, you know me. Huh? You know me. I'm babysitting all them drunk people on New Year's Eve at my party.
You sure are. You are. And I'm like, I do not see how you're ready to just like, everybody shut up when you get home, right? No noise. Nobody speaks. No screaming, oh, no hollering, no nothing. Nobody speaks.
We could start a reality TV show with that party bus I got.
I am certain. I bet you could, and especially on New Year's Eve.
Oh, Lord,
yeah. It's going to be packed and jammed on that thing, Chuck, for real. Now, and speaking of packed and jammed, I just roll on. I wondered if, you know, there was any opportunity for people, you know, maybe some people stayed home, they're off this week or next week, and there's maybe a slight easing up of the traffic out there on those interstates.
Actually, it's quite busy, and you know, you hear people talk about being stressed during the holiday season. Yeah. These are the days that they get stressed. Now, as we get closer and closer, you know, like the 20th, 21st of December and so forth, people seem to, you know, focus more on Christmas. But right now is when everybody's really stressed. There's a lot of road rage that's been going on all over the nation. I'm sure you've seen it too, Sharon.
Yes.
You know, some crazy stuff. Yeah. Right now, I'm looking live at just heavy traffic here by football stadium in both directions, like 24 east and west. Especially the westbound traffic flow here on 24 emerges back in with 65. There's a crash with injuries tying up traffic in Madison. You may want to sidestep the intersection of Gallatin Pike and Conference Drive for a few minutes as Fire EMS works that accident with injuries. And, of course, it's busy coming out of downtown there on the South Loop and the West Loop. This traffic report brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken. They're right there at 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. Jazzy 88 WFSK says all aboard for a jazzy Christmas on the Cumberland. It's time for the third annual all-inclusive festive evening of live concerts, dining, dancing, and cruising aboard the General Jackson Showboat on Sunday, December 16th. Boarding begins at 5 p.m., launching at 6, returning to the dock at 9. Get into the holiday season with a jazzy Christmas on the Cumberland with two levels of live music aboard the General Jackson, Sunday, December 16th. Tickets must be purchased in advance for singles, couples, and table reservations. More tickets and complete details, go to jazzonthecumberland.com or call 615-731-9001. A portion of the proceeds benefit Excellence in Motion, Incorporated. Jazzy 88 WFSK is a co-sponsor of Jazzy Christmas on the Cumberland. Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com.
We all have a few shopping days left before the big day, and this weekend on Blue Slime in the City.
Most fondest memory of the greatest trip that I've ever gotten.
That's Tony Green, and find out what she got as a kid that really made her happy. She still thinks about it now. This is some good stuff. Join me, Gene Bailey, the happiest man in America, for Blue Slime in the City this weekend, right here.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's Blue Slime in the City, Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University, and What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance, also brought to you by Integrity Dental Cares and Mount Zion Baptist Church. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. And right now, X, we were so busy having the Nashville radio chat.
I'm sure.
That I all looked up and you were pointing at me like, it's time. Yeah. But anyway, let me introduce my in-studio guest. And we're happy to have here Tom Atkinson. He is a Marco Polo member of the Society of American Travel Writers and creator of cornersofthecountry.com. So, and he's been assistant with the travel editing department at Southern Living. You must have way too much fun, okay, to get to travel and do what, huh?
I have had a good time for decades.
I am saying, Lord, that must be so hard to do, you know, all this traveling and going around the country and all these beautiful places that you have seen. So it makes sense for you to have written the 100 things to do in Nashville before you die. And this is the second edition. So this is Nashville's very own bucket list book.
Yes.
So you all think you've done everything? Not. He's got the list. Now, Tom, just before we got started on the air during the break, you and I were chatting up. You used to be a radio man yourself, huh?
Well, just on the fringes. I worked for Opryland USA. And then Gaylord Entertainment became our company name. WSM Radio was part of is part of the company still.
Okay.
And so I was on the fringes of everybody. I worked in the corporate PR department. I got to dabble in everybody's business.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was just fun, especially to go over to the radio station and visit.
The old days were cool.
They were really very
good. They were so cool because you could be creative and zany and everything.
And that was when WSM had just a stellar news department.
They did.
And my own background is in print journalism, so getting to know those guys in broadcast journalism was just a lot of fun.
Well, those are my colleagues because I worked in the newsroom at WLAC.
Yep.
And we were bitter enemies, but we loved each other, though. I mean, you know, we were fighting for the best newscast and everything.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yes.
And those were the days in Nashville. And if you would have lived here then, you'd have been so surprised at how different the radio dial is now compared to how it was. Fiercely competitive. Those two stations were for morning news.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. And Jerry Damon, Buddy Sadler, Paul Randall Dickerson.
Melissa Penry.
All of those folks are just wonderful. So, Paul Randall Dickerson, we call him PRD in our business. He used to be my boss at LAC. He was news director. So I got to work under the legendary.
All right.
And we used to have the very, very, very best time. But I did news in the morning on Teddy Bart's show. And I know. That was early, okay?
Very good.
And you had to be conscious at that time of morning, you know, and write and read. So, you know, that was cool. That was way cool. Anyway, now that we've had our moment of reminiscing, and that's what really actually old radio people do is they sit around and swap stories, and because we're all still glad to be able to do what we do, but you have enjoyed a life of doing that plus the travel. Did you, when you were a kid, is that what you always wanted to do?
Believe it or not, the thing that got me interested in seeing everything I could see was AM radio.
Really?
I had a table model radio that my grandfather had with glowing in the dark tubes.
Oh, wow.
The brand name was Arvin, A-R-V-I-N, and I would listen at night after my parents thought I had gone to sleep and dial through the radio. And get WBZ in Boston and WABC in New York and WHO in Des Moines and these weird stations from the Mexico-Texas border with the evangelists listen to a baseball game from another city, WBZ in, WLS in Chicago.
Those were the clear channels.
Those were the clear channels.
The original, not the company, but the original clear channels.
And so I figured it out one time when I was trying to write an essay that it was nighttime AM radio that got me interested in geography and getting out and seeing things.
Was it the opportunity to use your imagination, maybe, or?
I just sort of had developed a wanderlust early on.
Yeah.
And turned out that it gave me a perspective on finding things.
Wow.
And that's what led, in part, to how much fun it was to write 100 Things to Do in Nashville Before You Die.
No question.
Because my curiosity had taken me all over the place in the city over the course of my life.
Yeah. So you've seen a great deal of growth here and that have added to this 100, or is this an established old Nashville bucket list?
No, it is a real mixture of destinations and activities. Some are old and established that you would expect to be in a list that is Nashville.
Sure.
And there's some other things that are just kind of weird and funny, but distinctively here. Very, very quick aside, you ask about how much things have changed over the years.
Yes.
I finished high school at Hillsboro in 1968. We used to get buses to take football trips to play Antioch.
Buses to go to Antioch.
To go to Antioch.
Wow.
And to go to Bellevue High School, which doesn't exist.
Was that like a out-of-town trip?
Oh, it was a long way out there. So it was really kind of interesting how different Davidson County was.
Oh, yeah.
The book is all in Davidson County with two exceptions. I couldn't do a book without including the Loveless Cafe out on Highway 100. And I'm an outdoorsy person, and I made sure that canoeing on the Harpeth River.
Sure.
Was one of those things that's just distinctively Nashville.
Yeah, no question. And so this is almost like an homage to Nashville.
It is. It's divided into five categories.
Uh-huh.
It's music and entertainment.
Yeah.
History and culture. Eating and drinking.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Now, you know I'm going to whiz you through the books, so that's coming.
Okay.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, just I'm glad you brought yours with you.
Yeah. but indeed, it touches on many, many kinds of activities in Nashville.
Okay. Okay. Now, being so Music City and... Hark, I see number 32. Number 32 on page 45.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm familiar with this place.
Yes. Yes, you are. No. And what she's pointing to is the Fisk Jubilee Singers.
Yes.
Nashville's musical roots are in many, many places. And the Fisk Jubilee Singers are something that somebody should experience to get the full picture of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
The story behind the Singers and how they helped save the university, the school at that time. And I understand that most, if not all of them, basically forfeited their own educations.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't able to finish because they were touring and raising money for the college. So any opportunity that Nashvillians or visitors to Nashville get to see the Fisk Jubilee Singers is just absolutely something they should leap on. And the really good, the fun place to see it is if they're at a show at the Ryman.
Mm-hmm.
The acoustics in that building,
mm-hmm,
and the match with their voices, and it's just great.
In our Music City moniker, this is our singers and their history.
Yes.
Certainly part of American history in terms of the Negro spirituals and birthing them from here. I mean, that you can't get any more American history than that. And that's really something that today's singers are under a lot of stress and pressure to get to that level of perfection. And because they know that the world is watching and listening. Now, so I had to look at home first, and then we'll move into the rest of Nashville, because I am.
While we're talking about home,
sure.
One of the places that is not appreciated enough is right across the street from the studio, and that's the Van Vechten Gallery.
Right.
It's in the
book. Is that in here?
It's absolutely in
the
book.
Is it? Okay.
It is there where... It points out to people that this is one of the great art collections in the country,
uh-huh,
and it's just one of Nashville's very, very special stories.
Uh-huh.
So, indeed, that's another point that's just, for, as you would say, looking at the home front, it's right here at this campus.
Definitely. Is this your first time at WFSK?
Yes, ma'am.
This will be bucket list number 101.
101.
Just in case y'all wondered. Now, Tom, a couple of spots. And, you know, a lot of these, some of these restaurants I've eaten at, some I have not. Number 13 on the food and drink. I'm going to go through some of the food and drinks.
Oh, okay.
Number 13, I love Mexican food. Start a taco tour at La Hacienda.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear about that one.
Well, the point of this entry is to point out that Nolensville Road is an international trip.
Mm-hmm.
You can just start driving, go to almost any Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
And then drive a quarter mile down the road, and you got another one,
yes,
and another one, and another one.
Yes.
And it's a great indication of our community today.
Yeah.
A way for people to experience things.
Yes.
La Hacienda is one of the earliest.
Oh, is it?
Mexican restaurants in town.
So that was like, because I know when I first moved here, they're big where I'm from. There's a great deal of... in the Midwest, a great deal of culture there in terms of types of food and people. And when I wasn't used to having to stand in line outside a Mexican restaurant to eat.
Yes.
And I had never seen anything like that before in my life. I'm like, are y'all new to this?
Yeah. Well, La Hacienda is 40-something years old.
Okay.
But it started off as a 20-seat taco stand.
Did it?
Little bitty place.
Same place? Same location?
Yep. And it has just, a restaurant has grown up. It's a big place now.
Yeah.
One of the proud things for them is they have some wonderful photos of when President Obama came bopping in.
Oh, he came and got some tacos, didn't he?
Yeah. And there is an extraordinarily good Mexican grocery right next door.
Okay.
And bakery. They provide baked goods, tortillas particularly.
Fresh tortillas.
I think I remember correctly about a 7-state radius.
Really?
Coming out of this bakery.
I need to head over to Nolan's Steel Road, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I see a couple of spots. I'm like, when we come back from the break time, let us talk about the battle over barbecue.
All right.
Because everybody likes to talk about barbecue, in no matter what time of year it is. And our friends down the street, number 3, at Veggies at Sweats. And, you know, some of these, I probably have this list. I've been there, done that.
Well, let's talk about barbecue and burgers.
Okay,
and
let's do that when we come back.
Okay,
you guys supply the other B. Barbecue, burgers, and brr. Anyway, we are discussing this lovely, and I really mean this is a cool book, 100 Things to Do in Nashville Before You Die. So Nashville, we have our official bucket list for our city. And the author is Tom Atkinson. He is a Nashvillian and a travel writer for many years. And we are glad to have him in the studio to talk over some of these things. So if you're new to the city and didn't know all this stuff was going on in our city, we have it going on from barbecue to music to entertainment, you name it. It's going on in Music City, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com.
Hey, this is Bobby Jones, back with you again to count them down, 20 of the week's most popular gospel songs. I'll also bring you some brand new holiday music from songwriter Derek Starks, and put the spotlight on Melvin Williams. It's always a good time, so you don't want to miss it. The Bobby Jones Gospel Countdown, the number one gospel countdown in the country. You can catch my gospel show, the Bobby Jones Gospel Countdown, every Sunday from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for Jazzy 88 comes from Ed's Fish, located at the corner of D.B. Todd Boulevard and Buchanan Street. Ed's Fish is open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. In business since 1972, Ed's features whiting and catfish with side dishes. For more information, call 615-255-4362. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, we're going to make your mouth water during this little short segment right here because we're straight up in the food and drink section, and I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm like, I don't want to leave. But our book afternoon is 100 Things to Do in Nashville Before You Die by Tom Atkinson, and Tom is in the studio with me today because he lives here. So this is the real deal here. Now, Tom, let's hit a couple of these one right after another. Let's do the on the bucket list, the number 10, the burger debate, and number 9, the battle of barbecue, and then let's also hit number 3, Sweat's Restaurant.
Okay, well, I'll go in the reverse order.
Okay.
Meat and 3 restaurants are one of the things Nashville's known for.
Okay.
And, oh, you can start a fight with about which one is your favorite. And I said, and on this
one. Is this the home of Meat and 3's here?
I have never heard that term elsewhere until recently.
Right.
But Meat and 3 restaurants for Nashville are one of our special things.
Yes, absolutely.
So one of the 100 things to do in Nashville before you die, find a Meat and 3 that you like.
Oh, I got several.
Oh, I got several, too. But I picked out Sweat's as a great example of one where you know the food's going to be good, there's going to be so much of it, and it's going to be on target. It is down-home Southern vegetables. And they're smart people there. They have the two cobblers every day at the first of the line. They
mess your mind up.
Well, they want you to get that dessert, because if you fill your plate up,
you won't get any.
And the desserts at the end, you will have talked yourself
out
of it.
That's it. I know I would. Definitely. That's pretty smart.
So, indeed, shifting over to the barbecue world. Southern barbecue, pulled pork, is something that has gotten famous all over the place. And so here, I couldn't just pick one. I knew I'd get in too many arguments.
Okay.
And so I chickened out. I listed 4.
I see that.
And pointed out that, okay, try one, try all, and then just get into an argument.
Okay.
But
I will. Let me go.
Dear Jack Cawthon with Jack's Barbecue on West Trinity Lane.
Yeah, he smokes
on Charlotte.
He smokes.
Pike.
He's got smoke coming out of the place. I like
good.
This. Okay, it's real.
Peg Leg Porkers down off of 8th Avenue.
I haven't tried that.
Oh, he's good. He's
See, my son, a good barbecue. There's no smoke in the building. Or you don't smell like smoke when you come out. It ain't smoked.
Martin's Barbecue with multiple locations has developed a good name, and one of my carry-out favorites is Hog Heaven. People ask, how do you find that? And I say, either find the Parthenon or the McDonald's beside the Parthenon. Ignore McDonald's and walk behind it, and there's this little frame house with Hog Heaven.
Now, before you do the burgers, is there a hot dog place here?
I don't have one mentioned as a total destination.
Okay.
However, seeing a new hot restaurant is a challenge here in any city because they can disappear. But there's an entry in the book about taking a culinary walking tour with a company called Walk Eat Nashville.
Oh.
And my friend Karen Lee Ryan has multiple itineraries, and one of her East Nashville itineraries includes I Dream of Weenie.
Okay. What's the name of that company? I'm going to write that down right there.
It's Walk Eat Nashville.
Okay.
And again, that's one of my recommendations for the 100 things to do.
Right.
It's take a culinary tour and have people who really know the food scene.
Sure.
Educate you.
Done. That's my 19 list, right?
Okay.
Okay, now let's get on these burgers.
Well, again, you can have a fierce fight about where's the best burger in town. And I chickened out a second time.
I see that.
And I picked 3.
Oh, okay.
Gabby's over near Greer Stadium. Used to be the restaurant, the building that had the Meat and 3 called Hap Towns.
Mm-hmm.
Brown's Diner, because it has a good history with the music industry, and it's built in an old...
Oh, they had the Frito Pie there.
Oh, yeah, Frito Pie.
That's old school.
That's the oldest beer license in the city.
Oh, really?
And then the really fun one is a late night place called Dino's. And I keep asking people whether they know Dino's, and most people do not. It's at 411 Gallatin Road. Little squat building. They open at 4 o'clock, and they have the best burgers because they use Porter Road beef, which is their next door neighbor.
Oh wow! So it's fresh.
It's really good.
Is it hand patted?
Oh yes, they do good work.
Oh yes, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Now, see, you're getting hungry in the car. Listen, right now, I know you're getting hungry. I know you are.
And Dino's is there because a friend of mine sent me a link to a story that was in Bon Appetit.
About this place?
It was about Dino's. I asked the young woman who owns Dino's, I said, how did this happen? And she said, I have no idea whatsoever.
And that's how things get started. Now, before I leave this section, I absolutely cannot leave we're not talking about hot chicken, because that would be sacrilegious in Nashville, the home of hot chicken, to not even bring the subject up.
Absolutely.
And that's on page 26.
And that's why I included Prince's and the story of the origination of hot chicken. That's illustrative of the kinds of things that are in the book. They are special to hear.
Yes. And everybody's copying it all over the world.
You might go to a hot chicken place in Birmingham or Cincinnati or someplace.
Atlanta, yeah.
But to go to the Mecca.
That's it.
It's here.
That's right.
And that's the nature of the book.
That is correct. And, I mean, it just is not the same. And the people will have that debate in Nashville forever.
Oh, yeah.
You could be in a line with people you've never met before. Now, how are you going to have yours?
Yeah.
I'm going to have mine. I mean, it just you just cannot stop talking about that.
Or you'll get in some discussions about...
Who's got the hottest?
Well, what about Bolton's? What about Prince's?
Right.
What about someone?
Right. What about the new kid on the block?
Yeah.
And that is why what you've done is important for people to really know what's established here. It cuts through anybody trying to be new on kid on the block and bragging. Now, let's go quickly to the music and entertainment section. I knew right away that, of course, the Grand Ole Opry would be in here. I knew right away that would be. That's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer.
But let me move into some other places. Like, for example, number 23, the on page 33, the Time Jumpers. Jump on in with the Time Jump. What is that?
The Time Jumpers are a group of studio musicians. Mm-hmm. Most of the people don't have wide name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
But they get together most Monday nights. They play at a club at 3rd and Lindsley.
Mm-hmm.
They started off a couple of decades ago down at the Station Inn in the Gulch. But this is proof of how good Nashville's music scene is.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 10 of the best musicians anywhere. And they just play for fun, basically. Huh. There is a cover charge. 3rd and Lindsley has
is
a cover. But it's good club, nice menu.
Yeah.
And there is one guy who does have a little bit of name recognition, and he's there most Mondays when he's in town.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's trying to make a career singing and picking a little bit. His name's Vince Gill.
Oh, him.
Him.
And I had heard.
You heard him. But when people say, how good is the music here? If the Time Jumpers are playing at 3rd and Lindsley, it's worth the trip just to see how professional these guys are and how much fun they have.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
If it's not fun, there's no sense in doing it.
Yep.
And I can tell with the work that you do, that's the way you are as well. And I can just tell it. I just know right away. Now, let me go into number 26, Get Intimate with a Songwriter on page 38.
That is the suggestion of going out and taking advantage of Nashville's abundance of places to hear songwriters.
Okay.
You know, the
All over the city.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big tip about mm-hmm. getting out and seeing almost anywhere,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or so it seems. You know, Douglas Corner, the Listening Room,
yeah.
Belcourt Taps, a little mm-hmm. restaurant in an old house on mm-hmm. Belcourt Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Very frankly, the unlikely location of the Commodore Grill
mm.
in the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt.
Mm.
It has a
great... That is unlikely. Place.
It is very unlikely, but they have a great reputation for songwriter nights.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a tip of getting out and doing that.
Okay. Now, what about... Because I see primarily these music and entertainment, they all wrap basically around country.
They're spread around.
Okay.
And, you know, the Fisk Jubilee Singers are in here.
Yeah.
Musician's Corner, which happens in
downtown?
In Centennial Park.
Mm-hmm. Musician's Corner.
Yeah.
Okay, it's at the band shell.
It's seasonal.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of Americana groups.
Yeah, they do.
Some more rock and roll.
Yeah.
I suppose is the right to more rock terms.
Yeah.
Nashville on the Green has a real broad variety mm-hmm. of artists.
Okay.
And I was really trying to spread things out.
Okay. Now let me skip quickly to culture and history. And... because I want to pull a couple from there, and then I want to go into shopping and fashion because I like them both.
Mm-hmm.
The let's say the number 71, sharpen your artistic eye at the first Saturday art crawl on page 98.
Yeah. Nashville is...
loves art crawls. Nashville loves art
Nashville
crawls.
Nashville loves art
yeah.
crawls. And there's just a big one that basically goes up Fifth Avenue once a month.
Uh-huh.
There's another very good one in North Nashville, the Jefferson Street Art Crawl,
uh-huh.
which gets a plug here.
Yes.
There's a fledgling one over in the Wedgwood-Houston neighborhood.
Yes.
And so consequently, this is a way to plug into many different kinds of visual arts.
Yes.
In an organized fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of places you get a cheese and cracker and a glass of wine too.
Well, that's even worth the trip. Now you've got in here it says number 66 on page 90. Get to the Frist before things change. What's changing?
The Frist Art Museum does uh-huh. not have a permanent collection.
Oh.
So every few months, there's a major
That's true.
New
it
show.
Does change. Yes, it does.
And so consequently...
I know that because I see the stuff when it comes in.
Yeah. So the Frist, as far as Nashville is concerned,
yeah.
it's a rotating gallery.
It really is. So that constantly keeps people coming back.
Yeah.
I think that was the plan.
Yeah.
Now, number 72, Hike Through History at Fort Negley, page 100.
Yeah.
That is a underutilized tour, isn't it?
And totally underappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the zillions of people who drive by mm-hmm. on the interstate never even know
yeah.
that one of the most historic places in the war between the states is right there.
Right there.
And if you'll take the effort to drive mm-hmm. Off the interstate, park, learn about the construction of that fort.
Yeah.
And walk up the hill and see the strategic importance of
mm-hmm.
it, it's just absolutely tremendous.
Thank God they didn't bulldoze it, y'all.
Absolutely.
Because you know that was on the agenda. Remember that, Nashville? Don't sleep. I'm telling you, you can't do it. Now let's wrap up with shopping and fashion. Oh, my things I love the most. Go Nuts and Peanut Shops. Yes. Number 89, Nashville. That's on our bucket list. get some peanuts. Yes, let's talk about that one.
The arcade is one of Nashville's treasures.
Oh, and they got fresh nuts in there.
There is the store.
They put a little salt on it.
The peanut shop. Mm-hmm. It has been there since 1925, I think. Whoa, I remember.
I need to go see.
And it is old style retail.
I love them. And they're warm.
They have a peanut roaster in there.
Oh, Lord.
They're two wonderful sisters who own the peanut shop. And they weigh things out with a little metal scoop on the
old when I was a kid. Oh, my God. I love it. I'm going.
The peanut shop in the arcade is wonderful.
I am going. Because that's the kind of stuff that just tastes so good. Okay, now, I know people talk a lot about Grimey's. Number 92, page 127.
Grimey's has just relocated. Uh-huh. It used to be on 8th Avenue in an old house, and now they are on East Trinity Lane.
Uh-huh.
They took over an old church building, and if you want classic vinyl recordings, new or, as they say, pre-loved,
uh-huh.
Grimey's is a great example of a retail store devoted to recorded music.
Okay, now let's talk quickly about number 91, Find One Man's Trash, etc. at Trash and Treasures at the Nashville Flea Market on page 126.
The flea market industry in the country, in the nation, is just gigantic.
It is.
A little bit of research found 1,100 flea markets, major flea markets around the country, but Nashville's is considered to be in the top 10.
Is it?
It is a big deal.
And they want to get rid of it.
Well,
scale it back, change it, move it.
Well, there's this, for years and years, there's been this debate about the physical
location,
setup.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody who ever says he wants to get rid of the Nashville flea market.
Well, I hope not.
But it's such a big deal and so well regarded nationally that it's one of the things you ought to do.
Well, I got to end on number 96. Goo-goo. It's good. It is, y'all. One page, 131. Tom, give me my goo-goos before we leave.
gotta get a goo-goo.
Got to do it.
No, the goo-goo Standard Candy Company is the down on 3rd Avenue, a retail store.
Uh-huh.
You can go down there and take a lesson and make your own goo-goo. Uh-huh. But it was the first combination candy bar in the country.
Okay.
And it's just one of the things that is special about Nashville. And I don't care what they say, the ones with the almonds are not as good as the ones with the peanuts.
No. And we can agree on that. We can agree on that. Tom, this is so cool. Now, you've got to do the next list because they're so, you know, I can just see as we change and evolve, you know, there's so much more. So we'll have Bucket List Part 2. Then I'll be running and going and doing stuff all over the city, man. I'll be tired. I'll be exhausted. You know, all this shopping and eating and seeing stuff, you know. Well, this is actually good for me when I have family. I can do touristy because I am the best tour guide. So this helps. That's a good idea, isn't it?
Very good. Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Can I tell people where to get one?
Absolutely.
The place I'd really like them to go is my website called cornersofthecountry.com.
Okay.
You can go to retail places like the Omni Hotel downtown, Parnassus Books, Ernest Tubb Record Shop. Ask in retail places and see whether they have it.
Okay.
But you know, you can always come back to cornersofthecountry.com.
And that's the easiest and quickest way to get it done. Thank you.
Patronize your local businesses.
That's it.
And just, you know.
So we can still continue to do what we do.
Absolutely.
Now, Tom, I appreciate you so much. It was really, really good to meet you because you and I know some of the same people. That is so, see how small the world is, y'all? That's why I try not to meet enemies. I always like to meet friends because you just never know. You never know.
Absolutely true. It proves you can't be rude to anybody because you're going to bump into them again.
No, or their cousin or something. Their ex-boss or whatever. Anyway, Tom, thank you so much. I want to wish you the happiest of holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year and all the things that go with it.
Thank you, ma'am. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. Now, we got to get our news. Ron's on deck and on duty for us this afternoon. Then we're coming back on the other side with Dr. Felicia Kornblue, ensuring poverty, welfare reform, and feminist perspective. So she'll be sharing with us about her brand new book. She is a historian and Duke University professor. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Carey.